Welcome back again. Definitely welcome back to my class. I'm Betty at the class that I'm teaching. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We're open, so we're listening from the inside. In Jesus' name, amen. A couple things about this class, a couple foundational things so we can understand what we're talking about. The name of this class is? Just making sure you know where you are. Church Unusual, is a phrase that we shouldn't have to use. We should not have to use the phrase. Somebody should not, it should not have to have written a book called Church Unusual. Because when you hear the word church, it's already unusual, or it should be. So thus, we see a problem from jump. And pretty much, I think, scoping all the ages in here, and even if there was another age that's a little more mature than those that are in this room, it still doesn't reach back that far from the same concept you have of church. All right, and so I'm gonna debunk a lot of things that you think church is, and what church is, and who church is, and where church is, and why church is. Y'all remember my class from last year, right? You're gonna need a lot of that, a lot of living by the book, because we're gonna break some of these things down. A lot of things you think you know already, so y'all know what I tell you. Y'all can leave that at the door. All right? In order for us to be what we need to be, understand what I'm saying? Not do what we need to do. Doing what we need to do is automatic if we be what we need to be. It's an automatic thing that comes. We've been trying to do a lot of things and we haven't been a lot of things. So I can't do the work unless I be the workmanship. That makes sense to you? A couple things, and I have to do a couple foundational things. I receive a couple foundational things. There's two number one things that the enemy has used and the system has used. I call the enemy and the system because I believe they're the same thing. I believe he's the lord of this world, and so he runs the way the system works, and I believe the system works like he works. I believe the whole thing is a whole setup to keep you from being everything you're supposed to be. Two major things, and I know we when we preach a lot, we like to say there's one thing you need, and there's a lot of things, but two major things. One of the major things, the enemy, and it's one of the first and foremost things, and I can take you back to how he started, and I won't go for the sake of time, but I'll explain the story to you. But one of the number one things the enemy wants is separation. Everybody say separation.
Separation.
Come on, say it again. Say separation.
Separation.
What does it mean to be separated? Not together, apart, away from you, disconnected. We can describe several different ways to describe or define separation. The number one thing that the enemy and the system wants is separation. You ever heard of the phrase divide and conquer? Mm-hmm. You ever heard that? Yeah. It means if I get you to start being separate and I get you to start thinking different, right? And you start thinking, they don't really care for me over there. And then you start thinking, they don't really know what they're doing. And now I have you divided. Notice it's up here, though. Mm-hmm. It's really not about where you're sitting. Mm-hmm. Or where you're congregating. Uh-oh. And I'm all right, now listen. It's gonna get real up in here. You might cuss at me in your mind a couple times. And that's okay. Because I'm gonna debunk all the stuff you think you know about church. I don't care how long you've been gone. All right? Separation. And so divide. And as long as I keep you divided, a house divided against itself. Oh. As long as I keep you divided, then I can conquer you all the time. So the number one thing, don't forget it, I can take you back to the beginning. In the Garden of Eden, there's a tree of life. We talked about that last year. Tree of life, that's singular. It's one thing. There's a focus on one thing, life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. One thing. Everybody say one thing.
One thing.
One thing. But yet he wants you to eat off the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now you over here. This is how we've been living, because we've been doing good and evil. And we miss life. So we like this. And so double-minded man is stable in all his ways. We can't see, so now we're separated. So we've been individually separated and corporately separated. And so now we can't make any progress. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Separation. That's the number one thing. Separation. Even in your lives, a lot of times, the number one thing he wants is a separation. Why do you think offense is so heavy in the church building, the church house? Because he's trying to cause. All right, that's number one. And the thing, the number two, but the thing that he uses the most to cause separation is deception. If I can deceive you, right, then I can lead you wherever I want you to go. All right. Now I take you back to the garden. How did they end up eating? Surely, you ain't gonna die, right? Surely he know that you're gonna be just like him. So go ahead. That's what he's telling Eve and telling Adam, right? So yeah, you'll be just like, they were already like God. Right. They were like God with or without him even telling them anything, with or without a tree. Mm-hmm. You know, he never told them they had to eat from the tree of life in order to be like him. Right. He told them, don't eat from. All right, living by the book, right? We still here, saying yeah, right? All right, all right. So it's separation and deception, and those two things define the modern day church. We got Presbyterian and Catholic and Methodist and Episcopalian and Seventh Day Adventist, and this and that. You name it. I know I'm probably skipping some of them, man. And full gospel and Baptist and Word of Faith. And then we say Word of Faith wasn't a denomination, but it became a denomination. Then we say non-denominational, but non-denomination is the denomination, right? And all these things cause separation. So there's your church and my church and black church and white church. Right, right, and then calm church and running church, then shouting church and charismatic church, and then teaching church, and then a working church, then seeker-friendly church. We got all these different names to describe this one thing. Do we not understand what's going on? I don't need all of you to be just like me, to dress just like me, to walk just like me for us to walk together. Right. But I've got to catch the trick of separation. Through deception. So now I'm trying to break you apart, because if I break you apart, you can't be strong together. Alright? Now I'm trying to break you apart individually, first of all. Let me go a little deeper. Can I go a little deeper right quick? You know, they say we're three parts, but we're really one. We describe, see, everything is to the one. Yes, listen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, but the three are. Are y'all understanding? The only reason they separate them like that, to give us some kind of semblance of understanding, because your mind couldn't conceive. Your mind can't even conceive that. What's your three parts? I am a? Come on. When you say, I am a? I have a? And I live in a? Three type being, right? But it's all one. I'll tell you when you can separate them. I'll give you permission to separate them when you can separate them. I'll give you permission to separate your soul from your spirit when you find that line. Don't give me the scripture. I know the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, right? It's divine, the soul and the spirit. I understand that. It's just trying to tell you what operation is working. But you won. Tell me when you can separate your spirit from your body. You probably ain't going to tell me nothing then. It's over with then when you, right? It's for understanding, but it's all for the one. It's one thing. See, Jesus was all about one. Even Jesus, when he talked to us, and it's another thing I'm gonna tell you about this class is rooted in Jesus, right? Ain't no other way. If I can't bring it, if I can't bring what I'm gonna teach you unto the obedience of Christ, if I can't bring you what I teach you to the person of Christ, if I can't bring what I'm teaching you to be able to act it out in life like Christ, then we're losing. Everything Jesus was talking about was the one. Me and my Father are. Then he go back and say, well, me and my Father one, then me and you one too. So what that make you and the Father? See, but the separation began from the beginning. Separation through deception. And so now, from years and years and years, Jesus didn't really use the word, I want to say, he didn't speak number-wise, like number of time-wise, he didn't talk about the church much. Two times he mentioned the word church. Jesus, red words, right? Two times he said the word church. Number of times speaking, he didn't speak a lot about it. But those two times he spoke magnitude about everything if we catch it. I learned something just studying for this class a few minutes before we got here. I learned something, and it had something to do with separation. It had something to do with unity. We're in Ephesians 4, you can put that down, because we're going to be up and down that all year long. You gonna read Ephesians 4 so much you might know it by heart, and I hope that's how it ends up. But now there's separation, And there are so many things that we think we know about church. Look at you singing in the praise team. All right, now I'm gonna say some stuff, and I'm gonna say some stuff, and listen. I'm just gonna say some things. All right, but just understand, I'm bringing it all back. Jesus didn't have no praise team over no fun. Show me the scripture where Jesus, so he walked out in the choir and sat down. But I love it. I love the choir, and it's effective right now. But sometimes we get caught up on the choir and miss the point. I mean, there's a lot of things that we define church as. We had good church yesterday, boy. We had good church this month. How that work? What you mean you had good church? What bad church is? This stuff you say, me say, you say, right? This stuff we say. Come on, everybody say we say. Come on, say it. We say this stuff. Hey, okay, I want to make sure we on the same team right here. This stuff that we talk about to describe. Yeah, good church, we had a powerful move. And I understand, I've been, powerful move of God. I've heard all the colloquials. I'm 35 years old and I've been to more church than more church. I'd have heard more preachers than more preachers. I'd have been to church, man. Like I got good attendance. Like I got the, little certificate they give you. They got the, you ain't missed nothing but 3 days. And like, yeah, I got that. I've been to altar. I've just heard a lot. And bless God for it all, because it taught me a lot too. But I understand that inside the deceived definition of what church is, it'd be some good. That's why he said the tree of life, not the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because knowledge of good and evil don't help you. The knowledge of good and evil don't help you. The knowledge of good and evil don't deliver you, because all right, now you know good, now you know evil. Now how are you empowered to do any? So there's some good stuff that's in there, but he ain't tell us to go for no good stuff. Remember they came to Jesus and said, good man, he said, what you call me good? Ain't nothing good, but. Right, understand what I'm saying now. Right, there's some things that are helpful and are good, but there are also some ritualistic things in church. Amen. And we quick because most of us, we in here, we good old word of faith people. Hey, amen. Come on, amen. We good old word of faith, and we say we non-denominational. You're right. We're not. So we had to go to a Catholic funeral, and then we looking at them crazy. Why they do all them rituals? But you be standing up in church and sitting down in church. You be repeating after the pastor. You can say what you can feel how you want right now. I don't care. You can feel how you want. It is the truth. You just do it in a different rhythm, or you do it with a. But you doing the same thing. I bet you count the number of times you stand up and sit down. The same thing they did in the Catholic church down the street. I don't care. Listen, I'm not saying don't go stand up in church. All right? Don't tell nobody I told y'all not to get up in church. Don't tell nobody none of that. All right? But what I'm saying is maybe we're trying to stand on a foundation that we are. Maybe we've been building our, listen, I ain't got time to go there, but, Matthew 16. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, help me. Thank you, Jesus. 13. And And Matthew 16, right? I'm going to go to another scripture. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 16, starting off verse 13. Pretty story before, but I don't care about your interpretation of this. Follow me. When Jesus came in the ghost,
This is where Philip, you ask the disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? You see that? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elijah, son of Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Right? So they now they get to tell him what their interpretation of it was. But you know, this is how we do it. But see, you really need to be praying like this. But see, if you don't, how much stuff are you saying to get on this phone? Let me tell you something about me. Let me tell you something about me. And I think this is a good thing for everybody. And I'll make sure I do. Before I impose my understanding on another, I impose my understanding on myself. Before I begin to say, hey, this is what you should do, I look at myself and see what you should do. Right? Like I'm trying to describe it, right? Like I'm looking there first. Right? And I'm like, hold up. So I did that. There's some stuff I was saying wasn't making sense. I can make church sense, but it wasn't making truth sense. Truth sense. But that's cool. Truth sense. Right, common sense and all those other common sense, but you want truth sense. You know, all this other stuff. This is how, yeah, he reverend such and such. He pastor such and such. Right? You know, but who? I want you to get it. But who do you say that I am? What's your understanding? What's your plan? And Simon Peter answers. Good old Simon Peter, boy. We love Simon Peter, don't we? Some people jump out the boat with quickness. I love that. Simon Peter. Remember Simon Peter. I'm not sure that you remember Simon Peter. Answer and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. He didn't call him Simon Peter, he called him Simon Bar-Jonah. Right? For flesh and blood is not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. Now he called him Peter, right? And upon this rock thou art Peter, like he's saying, you too. You the Christ too. Alright, this is what he's saying to him. I ain't got time to go into the whole detail of right now. You're going to do some study. With this class, any class, you got to sit, you know, you got to take your time. Oh, really? Yeah, you got to take some time and sit down with your scriptures and do some meditation. All right, I'm owning this up. I'm not going to do it for you. Man, there's us that you want to give you another revelation. You can't make revelation live inside of you. That's on you. You get it? You're the one that gives that life. It becomes a person inside of you. Right? Flesh and blood, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood are not revealed unto thee. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, you too, you Christ too. Same thing you called me, I told you the same thing. And upon this rock, all right, now we call him Philip upon Peter. All right, I ain't got time to go to it, but in 11, give and take a few scriptures. He's going to call Peter the devil, so I know you wasn't talking to him about Peter. He's going to tell him, get thee behind me, Satan. Boy, that's something when somebody calls you, like, just imagine your pastor walk in, get behind me, Satan. Like, oh, right? Because that's real when somebody say, get behind me. And we ain't talking in the wall, you know, get behind me. Talk to you in the eye, look behind me, Satan. Right? This is what Jesus did to Peter, so we know what he's talking about. He's talking about the Christ. Right? He said, Peter, you too, you too, Christ too. That's in you too. Right? And he says, upon this what? Upon this what? Say, upon this what? What are you going to do on the rock? So I'm going to build my church on the rock. Say, I will build my church upon the rock. Say it again. Say, I will build my church upon the rock. Now, I need you to be saying this personally in a second, all right? And I'm going to get you out of your head. Say, I will build, do your hand, say, my church upon the rock. Now, when I say my church, when I say my church, I'm talking my word like that. That's the church I go to. What are you talking about? See, what are you saying? That's my home church. Where's your a waitress. What is this stuff that you're saying? And we picked it up over years, y'all. Y'all know this. We picked it up over years. What the thing about language? Let me tell you something about language. By thy words thou justified, by thy words you condemned. Right? It's talking about keeping it to death and life when the power of the... So, see, it's one thing about language. Like, you remember the people about to build that tower to heaven, and then God came down and confused their... Because if I confuse their language, I can never have them on board of God. And it's something about language since the beginning of time up until now, and we got catchphrases and colloquials and all these different things that we say, and it denigrates and deceives us from the power that we are. But it's so simple, like the circle is so cool. I can imagine what you're talking about. Keep saying that you're not in church. Don't say nothing different, they're not going to understand you. So you don't want to be a hot dog. Where are we going to see that we're going?
Right.
I'm going to keep saying the same thing everybody else is saying.
I will build my church.
So you give me a church today? I ain't never gave you no church. You've been at a church. Born a church. Say, I am church. I didn't say the church. It's the separation. Well, I am church. I am church. I might feel this anymore, but I'm still killing it anymore. I don't know how many of these thoughts are bad, but I'm still killing it anymore. I'm going to kill this anymore. All you think about church is going to happen. I'm not going to happen that way. You really do. The Bible is a story about two things. Death, burial, and resurrection is a whole process of your whole lifestyle. Like there's things in it that you are alive to, that you have to die to, and then resurrect with a new mind about. And Jesus said, don't touch me. Then he got up and said, don't touch me, because I ain't going to fall. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So some of these things, say, I am church. And listen, you're not ushers. You might be a usher, but you're not. That doesn't define church. Are we talking crazy when you're talking about me? Right? Off look. Crack water. But I can't put the order in as my foundation. But my foundation is the thing that I built my order upon. Ephesians 4 talks about that clarity. So upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let me get some clear understanding. Gates don't move. So that means that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. We're coming into something. We're coming in to conquer something. You ever seen a gate on around a home, around a building? That gate does not move, so the gates of hell ain't chasing you. That ain't what it means. It means that you are entering into a place that you've been trying to be held out of. Or sometimes there's gates for people that's been trapped behind a certain thing. And the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. But don't let the church be the gates of hell. Hold it. In our bad terminology, you know what I'm saying? Okay? So it's a progress and it's an entering in to free and to open up. So it can't prevail in the church. But for some reason, and I gotta use my quotes now. So if you ain't listening to this, then you know I'm putting up the four finger quotes, right? But for some reason the church has been on the back end of the system. I know we say I'm the head and not the tip, you know. A lot of tail going on, all right? Let's be honest. It's a lot of losing, right? It's a lot of, and even as a whole, right? Like, it's, we are not where we should be. We're hypocritical. We're condemning. But that's not good. We're judgmental, and judgment is not bad, but you gotta have righteous judgment. Y'all understand what I'm saying? We've been on the losing end. Thank God for possibly just getting our money, right? So we can do something about something. But now we gotta know what we're doing, right? Right? Like it's all these things we get together with our help. All these things we're doing the back end of the mountain. And it's been like we've been losing. There's been some prevailing against us. But that don't make any sense because of what Jesus just told me. He said the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Now I'll teach another thing about church. So you think church by coming in on Sunday and on Wednesday sitting down and that's that you had church. No, church is active when you walk out the door. And then what you doing outside of the 3-4 hours y'all get together during the week? Right? Because in order for the gates of hell not prevail, that means I can't. All right, one of two things now. Either the gates of hell or in the church. And if they ain't, then they somewhere else, which means we got to be walking so that they won't prevail. We got to be entering into uncharted and foreign territory. The quickest thing the enemy wants is separation, right? Yeah, he wants you to, this is how we do it. I remember, this is how we do it. Amen. If I say, good, we get saved, then we separate. Huh? Come on. Amen. If you say, don't touch me! Can't nobody tell us nothing no more about talking to us no more than we. In other words, in a weird church, right? And I'm not saying you need to go back to where you are. I know God delivered you someplace. Get out the mud. That's cool, right? Right? But there's still some people in the mud, and you might have to get a little mud on you to get them out. Have anybody ever pulled anybody out the mud? I'm talking about like pull somebody out the mud. Like, yeah, you're not going to do that flawless. You're just not going to do it without getting a little dirt on you. But it's okay because you know how to be. You're washed, my son, you're cleansed through the word. Oh, you understand it? But we're so enemies, here's the trick. We think that what's on them is going to get on us. Why we never thought that what's on us get on? So we say, and who is they? Because they was you. Ephesians 2 said. Like you need to chill out. That's what it said. I'm saying this is a DM international version, right? This is what it's about to be. You need to chill out. You better stop tripping. Because remember yourself. It's not too long ago. I started doing I really came home on mortality today. Like mortality, like my life, and how short life is, and how much we waste time. I took you don't want to see how many days you've been on earth. Just take 365 and multiply it times days. You see, I've only been there about 25. If you live to 100, it's only about 36,000. Not really a lot of days. Huh? You said, go do the calculator. You'd be like, oh Lord, I gotta get to work. I gotta get doing it. Right? The rock. See the rock? And I will give them the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. No further be called Peter Satan. So you knew what thou Peter the rock. The rock is Christ and the revelation of the Christ. Where? Not somewhere else, but on the inside of me. He said, I am Christ. Ooh, he got nervous when he said that. Tell me the truth, you got a little nervous, huh? I literally heard it. When I say I will build my church, everybody, my church. When I say I am Christ. Because you think he's gonna strike it, you're not. He don't have a There's no time that he ever said he's going to throw this name. It's all enabled. It only is through Christ. But if you don't understand, then you think that you're separated from him, and you're separating yourself from the power that you are. The revelation of Christ inside of you is the foundation of the church. Bylaw, right? Not the unwritten rule that the usher boy got, right? Not the rebukes, and all those things are good. It's not the law. We're not living under the law. Huh? Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill it. I showed you what it looked like in the flesh. Right? But upon this rock, the church has become, and I heard a pastor say this a couple weeks ago, and I've heard him say it before, but it really hit home the other day. He said, the church has to move from being an institution to a living organism. Who's a living organism? I am. Everybody, come on. Come on, I am. Living organism. I'm at the church. Now, I'm going to teach you something about you as church and then us as church. Us as the church and then you as church. And I saw it earlier. The rock. I'm going to be like the best. The rock. Right? And you know the Lord showed me just now? You know the story in Matthew 7 about he that hear these sayings of mine should be like a man that built his house upon a rock. And when the winds and the waves come and beat upon the house, but it will stand because it was built on a rock. But there's another house that was built too. You know the other house. Now, what the other house is built on? The sand. And see, the sand. What, most of what you think you understand about church is sand. You know, built it on a whole. Listen, it's not going to stand. Understand? Yeah, there's no. The word understand really means foundation. Something under your standing. But what do you understand? What is your foundation? If what you understand is sand, then it can't stand. You built it on the reverend, then the reverend fell. What you gonna do? I've been to enough church, and I've seen the pastor failed, and so everything falls because the church was built on the pastor. Ephesians 4, we'll get to it. It's apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, right? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. It never said to be the foundation. They're to teach us the foundation and then bring us in the order on the foundation. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? But Christ, they're talking about Christ. They say the stone was the builders rejected, has become the cornerstone of the church. That's scripture. It is Christ. It is Christ's understanding, his being, his personality, him in the flesh. You know, we talked about the word made flesh, right, last year, right? Him in the flesh is the foundation. You in the flesh is the foundation. But we feel good, don't we? We make it on time for prayer. Amen. Come on. I feel good. We got our reserved seats. We said, turn around, take your neighbor, good morning. And I'm not saying that. So, I be getting mad at people. I be watching people in church. I be getting mad. People getting in the aisle, the door in front of people. They sit right down next to somebody and don't say nothing to them. I be mad. I be like, hey. It's not even popular, guys. Yeah, right. It's just all these different things. Let's see. Why nobody be even there? They're going to say it anymore. You still don't say it anymore? You ever been to be still don't say it? It don't last long. It doesn't hurt. Right? And don't be close to the water. You stand there.
say, look, Ty, come in. So, and so, so solid. Right? That's what we built on David, that I'm not built on. We built on things and understandings, right? And rhetorics and doctrine. The Bible talks about doctrine. You don't care. No more to, that you be no more children, talk to them, don't care about whatever you bring the doctrine. And slight of cunning craft, whereby men lie and wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, they grow up into Him. Talking about Jesus. In how many things? All. Everybody say all things. Grow up in Him in all. So most of the head, you need to talk to the country, you want to be poor by the time you go there. But we built our church, right? We built on sand. And you know why we built on sand? Because we ain't built it on us. Well, first of all, we don't know Christ. All right, can we own it? Can we own it for a minute? How long you been serving? And actually, how long you been serving? Do you know Jesus? Right? And even Jesus, like, they ain't nothing. You know Christ? You know yourself, you know Christ. You know Christ, you know yourself. No separation. If I say no separation. I'm going to say it again, no separation. I'm going to say it again, no separation. This is a foreign understanding in the church. They're going to tell you to trip. They'll tell you something wrong with you. No separation. No separation. I'm going to say it until I die. No separation. He didn't separate. Ain't got to be a lot, nigga. No water coming on that beach. It don't be the wave crashed out with you. Oh, don't be none of that. You want to be right in by your feet? Take it off, money. You know what I'm saying? But that's the rock. That's the rock that the Lord put together. That's the rock. You hear the sayings in my spirit. You understand Jesus? You understand Jesus? Jesus talks so good. You understand how he talks. You know, they was like, well, how are we going to know the way? Jesus said, listen, and he described it a whole other way, but it's the same thing. Right, because they couldn't understand how he was talking because he was talking once. I know that sometimes when I speak, it can get confusing unless you're on a certain line. And I picked it up from the apostle. There's some things that he'll say, if you're not on the line, you won't catch it. Like, you won't catch it. He had to say it another way. Because you have to say it this way because you missed the highway. The highway you move a little fast. A little better than I get it on airline, I get it on Nicholson Drive, or I get it on interstate on a highway. It'll take me right up the middle. I can go a little faster, right? And I can get the way I'm going. But I can choose the other way to go around. That's what most of us do. You miss the highway. It's Jesus Christ. That's Christ consciousness. That's the rock. That's the rock that you build everything that you're doing on. I break down into your life, your business, your company, your family, your marriage, your friendships, your decisions, your health, your money. I mean, come on, give me some other things that's a part of you. All that's built on the rock. It's built on Christ, right? I didn't say built on Christianity. Ask you about your Christian beliefs. Who that is? That's not like the church though. Y'all know, I told y'all before, I'm a time Christian. I told y'all that. I told y'all that twice. Jesus ain't said once. He did. What y'all want me to lie? I can't lie. What you want me to do? Go search the scriptures. He wasn't talking about y'all being a group of beings. Listen to what I'm trying to tell y'all. Don't get me in trouble when you leave out this class. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Don't get me kicked out. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. I don't have a problem. I do. About the lie. For the sake of understanding the grand scheme of things and where people's mindsets are and the thought process, I don't have a problem with the word Christian. Because I understand things. I don't have a problem with alcohol. You know, the squished carrots.
the baby food, all that, I don't have a problem with none of that. I'm not gonna eat it. I'm not gonna be able to have to eat baby food, even supersized baby food. The Lord, some of that. I know, I'm not my trail. It's wrong for that. Right? So I don't have no problem with living in that aspect. We gotta grow from being in to being I am. Yeah. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T. So you're an E. You're an E instead of I am. It'd be better if you say I am. Christ, I am. Instead of an E, be an I am. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? Come on, y'all to catch what I'm saying. So instead of being an E, E kind of sounds like an E, like an E, the ands always was a nationality. So because of the time, you know, Christianity is all religion. Paul started Christianity. So I'm saying, and God bless Paul. All right? But now Christian was just like Galatian. When we think Galatians is a book of the Bible, no, it was a letter written to a certain country. You know, after the book of Acts, everything was letters. I know that, right? I was reading about a book, so everything was letters. So now I'm writing to the Ephesians because they're in Ephesus. Right? And the Corinthians, because they are in Rome. Right? It wasn't like, oh, they're just Christian. Oh, this is the letter to the people in Corinth. Ians. Americans. Mexicans. Italians. Right? So the term, the concept is cool. The concept is also separate. Because it tells you that you're from somewhere, but it don't tell you who you are. So all right, so cool. All right, this is how I'll be cool. I'm cool with Christians as long as you know you're Christ. Right? Christ I am the finished of Christianity. Come on, amen. So y'all gonna make you a little nervous. That's okay. Just tell me where I'm from. American, right? I'll tell you where you're from, but who are you? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know, but who? I'm gonna say, who the hell are you, right? That's not how the preacher said this. We got to go from I know how to do good church, y'all. I get the humming up here right now. Get y'all to start humming. Doing whatever it is that you do when you rock it. You know, you get to rock in church and you can clap in your hand. And I love it. I do it with the best of it. Amen. Yes. They got it. I'm not saying don't do it. Y'all, we doing it right now. Amen. Right? I'm not even. It's cool. Like, it's fun. I got it. That's how we rock. Right? But that's not the rock. Woo! Thanks. That's how we rock, but that's not the rock. Thanks. Thanks, Lord in me. Thanks, God in me. That's how we, but that's not the rock. You get it? That's how we rock. Say it. That's how we rock, but that's not the rock. Are y'all getting what's going on? And so I want you, this is what I need. This is the whole school. I can't talk to them in my class. They are the class I teach. This is what I need. I really need you to dig and study. You're gonna take some good trails. Now, but I had to learn how to do something. When I was younger, my father taught me this. This faith. I thank God for it. That you watch what you say. When we were younger, we couldn't say stuff like, "Oh, you make me sick." We couldn't say that because you know death and life and the power of the. So we correcting each other around the house. I will correct you, Roger Junior correct me. Sean will correct all of us, right? And then we go back and forth, and then dad will get us together, mom will get us together, and there was certain things, you make me sick, well, that was killing me. tickle me to death. All that. My nerve, you get on my nerve. You're twitching, right? All these different things, right? And all these different things that we say that we picked up in just our culture of understanding. And we heard somebody else say it, now we say it, right? So that's something that we did when I was coming up, that we really checked at it. And it was really weird because we had to fix how we were saying it. And we would fix other people, too. They didn't know what was going on. You know, I was like, hey, don't say that. Says it really killed me. Right? And I'm trying to help because I understand that those little things, little foxes can kill you. So I had to have I still to this day have to have a clear, have to pay attention to my function. Pay attention to my function and the way that I do things. Now, you got me, right? Right. I got to pay attention to what I allow inside and then what I allow myself to say. I got to pay attention. Like, I have to, in my patience, possess my soul. Luke 21:19. I have to be the Lord of my soul. I have to protect my house. So I got to be, so what it'll take, listen, and I'm not saying it's going to be the easiest thing because you've been doing. I told somebody the other day, you know, we vegan now. And I said, you know, yeah, man, I ain't had dairy meat product for 50 days. I'm bragging. Yeah, man, I'm going on day 50. And then I guess the Holy Spirit, it might have been the Spirit in me, or it might have just been me. It was something that knocked me off my high horse and said, how many days before that was you doing the wrong thing? 50 days compared to 11,000 and all. That's how I ended up doing that calculation. He's like, calm down. Calm down off of that, right? So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that it's going to be the easiest thing to do. This is what you'll have to do. This is what I'm saying. This is what you'll have to do. You have to watch consistently your conversation. You have to watch consistently your concepts. You have to watch consistently how you walk, how you walk, and it'll be a little bit. Your conversation will be a little bit more than what you're going to do. But for the sake of learning who you are and the truth of being church, watch yourself. And tell you something else, man. Y'all get together. It's time to go to hold on. Right? Right? You can do nothing there in the house of the Lord. All right, cool. All right, cool. But you get what I'm saying? Like, you do those things, and walk just this semester. If you do this for this semester, you'll see an amazing change, and it'll be a great foundation for sure. Are y'all with me? Ephesians 4, y'all read that. Read that good before we come back next week. We'll keep going.